I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, this is Thatch, and welcome to Puckle's Trivia Rewind. I'd like to remind everybody that this is a show that takes place about 4 years in the past, so now you're just about entering the land where Pikachu and Eevee are very, very popular, and now partner Pikachu and partner Eevee can be answers. So please be aware that not everything is exactly up to date. And if you want to catch more recent episodes of Puckle's Poke Quiz, you can, of course, just check out Puckle, a Pokemon podcast, wherever you're listening to this podcast or anywhere else you might want to listen to podcasts. So be sure to check it out. Let it roll. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. The ladder reset last week, so that means it's all up to you guys. This segment, as always, is brought to you by Anime Gravy, who I need to send an invoice to because I forgot to do it. But they wanted to sponsor this segment, and hopefully that offer still stands. So it's your one-stop shop for everything anime. They do a bunch of cool anime art, and they even do like pins and stuff like that. So I would definitely go check them out at animegravy.com. They always give us prizes for PuckleCon too, and it's really great. I have a lot of their stuff if you want. I should start just giving it away on stream.
I love that girl. She gives me presents on Pokemon Go all the time. Shout out.
And Gravy himself, I'm nearly ultra friends with him, so.
Yes. All right, so this is the same as always. We're going to have 5 questions about Pokemon. You guys are going to be operating as a team to answer them and try to get some points today. 5 questions, 1 point per question, unless it's a bonus question, which there always is one. It's always the 4th question, always the bonus question. You can get an extra point. And then, of course, you can not use the hint and get them all right for a possible total of 7 points today. So if you guys are ready, we're going to jump right on in. I'm pretty excited for these questions. I don't know if you're going to get them, but we'll see.
Let's do it.
I've just stopped caring. If you want to donate trivia, you go over to the Discord server and drop it in the trivia channel. That's where I've gotten literally all of these trivia questions today, minus the base stat question. So here we go. The first question is, what is the only Pokemon with the ability Poison Point that is not a poison type Pokemon? I'll be nice and say this is Gen 1 Pokemon.
All right, that helps. Okay, so yeah, okay, so Gen 1 Pokemon, Poison Point, not Poison type. Well, I mean, just the fact that Gen 1 had so many Poison types to begin with, that helps. For some reason, I want to say Cloyster, but that doesn't seem right.
No, I feel like it has to be like some sort of water Pokemon. Because, like, for instance, there's a lot of, like, sea anemone sort of, like...
I'd say, like, Omastar would be an option, potentially. I could see Horsea or Seadra, maybe? In fact, I'm feeling really strong about Seadra.
I never played with Quillfish. Was that poison?
That's a Gen 2 Pokemon.
Oh, right.
So, I'm feeling strong about Seadra, but it also doesn't really have many... Like, I'm just seeing, like, Horsea has, like, its, like, smoke screen attack and whatnot, but,
I mean, let's go with that, because I honestly, the more I think about it, the more I don't know. So let's just go with your idea.
Well, which one should we do? Should we do Horsea or Seadra? Let's do Horsea. Horsea? It's probably so wrong.
I don't, yeah, sure, we'll do Horsea. Yeah.
All right, Thatch, we're gonna say Horsea.
Horsey is incorrect, but I'm going to give you the point anyway because it's Seadra.
Oh, all right. Okay.
I'll say that's good enough because Seadra does get it. It is the only one. I did not believe that trivia when I saw it, but it's true. Yeah. Fun fact.
That's so weird because I would have never thought that they had that.
Only Seadra. It's weird. All right. So this next question, we're going to keep on the poison type train. And there's a move called a Venom Drench in the game. I don't know if you guys knew about this. And all I want to know is, what does it do?
Oh, okay. So I think I know this. I think what Venom Drench does, I want to say it has some sort of effect. I don't know if it damages or not, but I want to say that the effect is like that, like, poison moves will do more damage, is what I think. Can you think of something, Snack?
No, I mean, so obviously it has to do more than just doing damage. I think that sounds about right, probably. I think I've heard of this move, and I think you're probably right. That poison types do more damage. Poison type attacks do more damage. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to remember if it, like,
I wonder if it does anything, like, with a stat change, too. Like, I feel like it could do, like, a special defense drop or something like that in addition. Oh, but that honestly, it's pulling at straws. It really has nothing. I mean, I think your instinct is probably the one to go with.
No. That was okay. Wait. What was the name of it again?
Venom Drench.
Okay. I think I was getting confused because I know there is a move that does that. I think Venom Drench like lowers stats, but I can't remember which ones. Is this like the 2-part question?
No, this is the nope. This is just the one-part question. This is the one-part.
Okay. I'm going to defer to you on basket.
I want to say that it lowers the 2 attack stats.
I'm going to need an answer.
I'm going to say that. It lowers attack stats.
All right. That is partially correct. I wish I could give half points, but I'm not in that business. So it lowers attack, special attack, and speed of only targets that are poisoned.
Oh.
Oh. That makes it so lame.
That's why nobody uses it.
Yeah.
but that is what Venom Drench does. Unfortunately, I'm not going to give you the point on that one. I was nice on the Seadra. Take that.
Okay.
All right. So this is the question. I like this format a lot. Uncle Oshawott's been helping a lot with this. And it's just a Pokedex entry every week that you guys have to go ahead and figure out what Pokemon that Pokedex entry belongs to. And this week, it's coming from Heart Gold. It reads, its shell is hard as sheetrock and is also very strong. Its thrashing can topple a mountain. Who's that Pokemon?
Man.
Shell is hard as sheetrock.
I can't remember its name. The crab looking one, that not Dwebble, but the bigger one.
That would be a Gen 5 Pokemon, so it can't be in a Heart Gold Soul Silver.
Oh my gosh, I totally missed the Heart Gold Soul Silver thing.
So we're thinking like probably Gen 2 or Gen 1, but also could be anything up through 4. My initial thought was like a fossil, like I'm thinking rock Pokemon of some kind. My initial thought was like a Pupitar because it has a shell, but I don't think a Pupitar is going to do a lot of thrashing.
Wait. I think I could be wrong, but I think that not Pupitar, but Larvitar learns thrash, and they're always talking about mountains. Like mountains is a big thing with Tyranitar.
Yeah,
and like that line.
Yeah, I just don't think
unless we have another option, I think that makes the most.
The other thought that I have is it could maybe be like a Rampardos, although that usually talks about their heads.
Rampardos isn't in Gen 2, is it?
It's not in Gen 2, but it is a Gen 4 Pokemon, so it probably has a Gen 4 Pokedex entry in Heart Gold.
Oh, right. Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
I'm going to need an answer.
I want to go with Pupitar.
You want to go with Pupitar?
I do. I think that is, because like, yeah, I think that's correct.
All right, let's give it a shot. We'll say Pupitar.
Pupitar is correct.
All right.
It is Pupitar.
Yeah.
How does it do thrashing, though?
I don't know, but it does.
I just see this like thing sitting there upright and just kind of like shifting back and forth slightly.
So I saw this question, and I figured because Snag was going to be on the episode, it was a fair question today.
Oh, gosh.
And so this is your 2-point question. There are 6 answers. 1 point for 3 answers, if that makes sense. So if you get all 6, you get 2 points. Actually, no, because I've been doing this, and I want to keep things fair, even though this is a new trivia cycle. So what we're going to do is, if you name 3 of them, you get 1 point. If you name 5 of them, you get 2 points. And if you get all 6, you'll get a redemption point for missing out on the Venom Drench question.
I like the redemption point. Let's give it a shot.
We'll do the redemption point. Okay, so what we're going to do here is there are 6 Pokemon, and you need to give me all of them. And the question is, what were the game tokens for the original Kanto-based Pokemon Monopoly game?
Okay, so...
Was this an in-game thing?
No, Monopoly.
No, Monopoly. Yeah, Monopoly.
You have 6 tokens. Okay. And they were all different Pokemon.
So here are my thoughts. The obvious answers are, so Pikachu and the 4 starters, although maybe they wouldn't like, so my initial thought is Pikachu and the 4 starters, Meowth and Jigglypuff. That's my initial thought. But back in Gen 1, they were really big on Poliwhirl. Like Poliwhirl was a big thing back then. So I could see them maybe instead of doing Charmander, doing Charizard. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I think... what gen was this?
This is Kanto-based, so it's Gen 1. This is the original Pokemon Monopoly game.
Okay.
And this is very technical, but, like, was this released in, like, the 90s and early 2000s, or was this one that was...
Let me double-check. I'm sure... I mean, because there was a newer version of it that came out.
Yes.
I do know what you're talking about. This was the 1999 edition.
Okay, 1999 edition. Okay, because that does change things. Because
yes.
Poliwhirl has fallen out of favor. So, honestly, I could see Poliwhirl. I could see Psyduck. I think the safe answer is Pikachu, the 4 starters, Meowth, and Jigglypuff. I think that's the safe answer. But I think there's a Poliwhirl in there, too, somewhere.
I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty sure there's a Mewtwo. Like, because I don't think they would do a Gen 1 thing without a Mewtwo.
And here's the thing. If they go the step for Mewtwo, then they'd probably put, like, a Charizard in there as well. So.
Well, I don't think they would do that. I think it would be, like, I think it was... Because I remember playing it at, like... it could be the wrong edition. But, like, I remember playing one. It was...
We had it at PuckleCon last year, actually.
Why didn't I play that instead of playing Forbidden Island?
Forbidden Island was definitely a better choice, not gonna lie.
you're right.
I would say the 3 starters, Pikachu, Mewtwo,
and Poliwhirl.
And then, yeah, we could do Poliwhirl.
I don't think all 6 are right, but I think we probably have a combination that'll hit 5.
Is that your are these your final answers?
Yes.
Yeah, let's go for it.
All right. So because you didn't specify starters, I'm going to give them to you.
Thank you for the generosity.
Because so the answer is Pikachu. You got that one. Bulbasaur, Charmander, Blastoise.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Dang it.
Mewtwo is also there. So you guys are at 5.
Nice job.
Unfortunately, it was not Poliwhirl.
It was a Meowth.
It was Clefairy.
Okay.
Very. So that is 5. So that's 2 points for you guys. So that's 4 for you so far this week.
That makes absolutely no sense.
All right. So question number 5 is your base stat question, as always. Because I've run out of highest base stats, we're going to lowest base stats.
Oh gosh. Okay.
And so I'm helping you out here today with a base stat of 10. What ice-type Pokemon has the lowest base special attack stat? With a base type. Special attack of 10, ice-type.
Okay, so we're thinking, like first evolution.
Yeah,
like
Bergmite. Like, it wouldn't be the ice cream cone because that actually, like, that line has some special attack. So I'm trying to think like physical attackers. Maybe Smoochum. But again, Jinx is more specially attack based, so I don't.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Right now, Bergmite is jumping out at me. What are the like really small baby Pokemon? And I can't get past Bergmite in my head. I mean, maybe like Alolan Sandshrew, but I don't think like I mean while I don't think its stats are that bad. What is just, like the most useless Ice type?
I think Bergmite would be a good thing, because from what I remember, Bergmite was all about defense and attack and had, like, nothing in... Well, not Bergmite, but Avalug or whatever, was, like, all about defense and attack and had, like, nothing in special and, yeah.
Okay.
And I remember that being an issue with the Pokemon.
You also have the hint.
Oh, yeah, we have the hint. Let's take our hint.
Well, wait, hold on. We get a point if we don't take the hint.
No, you have to get them all correct to get the point for the hint. And you already missed one, so you have to, it's a use it or lose it.
okay, then yeah.
So this is a dual type.
Dual type, okay.
It also has another typing, and if I gave it to you, it would give it away.
gosh. So Ice Dark is pretty unique. Like, I know Sneasel, is completely focused on speed and attack, and I have a Sneasel on my team right now in Upple, so I should know its special attack. I don't think it's quite as low as 10. What other dual-type ice Pokemon is trash? At least as far as special attack. Just watch, I'll be right with it being Smoochum. I don't know, do you have any other thoughts? Sneasel is an option. I don't think it's
that would be an option, but it was also... So I'm...
Shelder? No.
No.
I think that's actually pure water.
I'm going to need an answer.
Do you have anything better than...
It's hard. I guess.
I don't think I have anything better than Sneasel or we could roll the dice with Smoochum because it's a baby Pokemon, but I don't think it... I think that it has some special attack.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like Bergmite only because...
It's a dual type. I've given you the hint.
Crap. All right. Okay, so we're picking between Sneasel and...
Smoochum, I think.
Smoochum. That's super tough, because Sneasel was, like, a quote-unquote fully evolved Pokemon for, like, 3 gens.
Yeah,
so
it was.
I need an answer.
Oh, man. Okay.
You pick.
Let's... Oh, man.
5.
Okay,
4.
Okay.
3.
Let's do Smoochum. 2. Let's do Smoochum.
Smoochum is unfortunately incorrect. Yeah, the answer is Alolan Sandshrew.
Oh, I said it.
Yeah, it is Alolan Sandshrew with a base stat total of 10. It is awful, especially.
Wow.
It is absolutely awful. That is tied for the lowest special attack of all time, by the way.
Okay.
It's like a 4-way tie. But you guys got 4 points today, and that puts you guys at the top of the ladder.
Woo! Sigma.
Nice. Yeah, Sigma's got 2 points, mostly because we gave Scrawn really, really rough ones last week to really make him sweat it. And so that is, in first place we have Baskin Snag tied with 4 points, and in third place we have Sigma with 2. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. This segment is brought to you by Anime Gravy, your one-stop shop for anything anime, whether it be posters, pins, or any other cool stuff they sell. These guys are great. They're sponsoring this segment, so go check out animegravy.com if you're interested in seeing their products. Also, let's see. So this is the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-hosts, both Seth and Sublime. They're going to be acting as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed questions, each of them worth a point, except for one of those, which has a bonus point. And they have a hint that they can use. If they don't use the hint and get all the questions correct, they get an extra point on top of that. So that's 7 points, just helping the rich get richer. And so if you guys are ready, I've got the 5 questions from our Discord server.
Hit us. All set.
If you want to be challenged.
Yeah.
I love a challenge.
All right. So our first question is from Old Man Tup. And he says... He wants to know, which is the only fully evolved starter Pokemon in the core Pokemon series to appear in the anime before its debut generation?
Huh. Oh, Blaziken.
Yep.
Blaziken is correct. So that's 1 point for you guys today. You're doing well.
Yay, we know the anime well enough.
Okay, things are getting harder now. This next question, I believe, comes from Liger Lord X. What month is represented by Whimsicott in the Unova horoscope?
Okay,
no.
Why do you have to ask for them? Okay, let's see if we got this. I think it's Aries. So what month is Aries?
Aries is... My brother is an Aries, and he's April 7th, so April.
Is April your final answer?
Why do you ask that? You could have just said yes.
I'm just asking. I just want to know.
He's giving us a chance to get the right answer.
No, I'm just asking if that was your final answer.
Because we were right for question one, and he didn't ask.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why it makes us feel like you're doing mind games, even though, like, we knew that so obviously that you didn't have to. Let's just go with, okay, yeah, why not April? Why not? Sure. No.
April is correct.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you knew your brother's month.
I did not expect you guys to get that one, actually.
We pieced it together because I knew what sign it was, and he knew what month was with the sign.
I did not expect you guys to get that one, so, like, good on you.
1 point closer to that tapestry.
We're gonna move on, keep on going. So this next one is from Uncle Oshawott, and as you guys, if you've been paying attention to the show lately, this third question that we've been doing something different is a Who's That Pokemon question. We read you a Pokedex entry, and you tell us who's that Pokemon. So this is from Pokemon Y. The Pokedex entry says, the guardians of an ancient city. They always fly the same route while keeping watch for invaders.
It's Sigilyph.
Sigilyph, yeah.
Sigilyph is correct. I was hoping I'd have a couple of minutes there, but apparently not. That's fine.
Joke's on you. We're too good.
Thank you. all right. So our next question is our bonus point question. You guys are 3 for 3 right now. So there is no redemption point on the table for you with this question.
Dang it.
No redemption point because you don't need a redemption point. So there are several Pokemon that keep their abilities after Mega Evolution. I believe there are 6 of them. If you name 3 of them, you get 1 point. If you name all 6, you get 2 points.
Okay, so if it retains it, so for example, Blaziken gets speed boost, but only if it had speed boost to begin with.
That would count. Yes.
Okay, because you know it was the hidden ability, then it just becomes the ability. So, all right.
So just starting off, we've got Scizor and Tyranitar in addition to Blaziken.
Abomasnow.
Abomasnow, yeah.
Mega Abomasnow keeps no warning. So that's 4.
Slowbro is a no.
No.
Aerodactyl's a no.
Let's just go through the list.
The other Hoenn starters are no. Absol's no. Venusaur, Charizard, Blastoise, no. All those are no.
Blaziken was the only starter that does it.
Mawile?
No. Definitely no.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Wow.
Literally gets a second head.
Good job, me. It gets huge power. I was thinking Medicham, but Medicham.
Medicham. Okay, that's 5. So now I just need the 6th.
Well, then there's technically 7, because I didn't count Medicham.
Ah, so. I love how this happens every time.
But I'll still take 6.
No. Mega okay. Medicham goes from huge power to pure power. No.
No. Okay, one more. What are the 5 we have so far, Thatch?
You have Scizor, Tyranitar, Blaziken, Abomasnow, and Medicham.
Okay. Not any of the legendaries.
And none of the 8 Pokemon like Pinsir, Gardevoir, etc., etc.
I am going to need an answer.
Yeah.
We've just pieced 5 together real quick. You wanted that minute or two, right?
Yeah, there you go.
It's been a minute, I think. Yeah. I think it's been a minute.
Mewtwo? No.
No, it's none of the legendaries. I was going through them.
Yeah. The pressure.
Wait a minute. What about the Latis? It's the Latis.
Yep. That's it.
We did 7 out of 6. Ha ha ha.
All of those questions are correct. You guys are 5 for 4 right now, and you haven't used the hint yet. So we're going into our last question, which is typically a base stat question, but I've been changing it up, and you're probably going to be a little sad about this one.
Yay.
So the question, this one also comes from the Discord server. Which Pika clone has the highest base stat total?
Oh, no.
Pika clone?
Does partner Pikachu count?
No, it doesn't count.
Well, it's not Plusle and Minun.
Let's look at what they are real fast.
You got the Plusle and Minun, Pachirisu, Emolga, Dedenne, and Togedemaru.
Okay.
I feel like it'd be a more recent one.
Yeah, I don't think it's Plusle Minun.
So it's definitely not Plusle or Minun. So it's either, if I had to guess, it would be Emolga, Dedenne, or Pachirisu.
I was going to say Togedemaru, because that sounds like the highest-ish. It's got decent speed, it's got decent defenses, and an okay attack. Dedenne, I can't think of anything noteworthy it does. Emolga's fast.
Emolga I think it's either, I don't think it's Dedenne either. Watch it be Dedenne. I think it's either Emolga or Togedemaru, but I really don't know which it would be.
Yeah, I don't know which one it is between those two. I feel like it is those two, though. Unless we count Azumarill.
Ha ha ha. The secret.
The peekaboo.
The secret Pika clone.
It's even got the ears like a Pikachu. Yeah.
Who would know this? Oh, this is annoying.
I would think Togedemaru between the two.
Yeah, but...
But we want to get that bonus point,
Bonus point. Like, so rarely does one get a perfect sweep. And we have it down to a coin toss, essentially.
Yeah. Unless we're just flat out wrong, and it is
right, and it is Dedenne.
Well, you should toss
What? Pachirisu does have a really high special defense stat, also.
I don't think it's Pachirisu.
Okay, why don't we just go with Togedemaru, because in general, it seems like there's a power creep in Pokemon, so it would make sense for it to be the most recent?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was feeling.
Well, whether we get it right or wrong, we did good today, so yeah, Togedemaru.
Yep. YOLO, Togedemaru.
Togedemaru is correct.
Yes!
With a base stat total of 435. It's closely followed by Dedenne at 431.
What?
Yeah, right? Isn't that crazy? Partner Pikachu is at 430, even though it didn't count. Emolga's at 428. I'm looking for the rest of them for you, but
what's Pachirisu?
They're hiding.
Okay.
But Pachirisu is at 405. It's actually the worst one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, don't use
that's
that
the one that won Worlds.
Where are Plusle and Minun on this list?
I don't know.
whatever.
So you guys got 7 points as long as I wasn't wrong about anything, but I'm not retroactively fixing it. So that gives you guys 5 points or 7 points for today, and that just cranks you guys up on top of the board. So in first place, we have Sublime and Seth tied for first place with 7 points. Tied for third, we have Basket and Snag with 4. And bringing up fifth, we've got R Sigma with 2. They're in a race to 30 against their fellow co-host for that $20 credit to T Public to maybe buy a tapestry.
Yeah, boy.
Welcome to Buckle's PokeQuiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge, essentially what they know about the Pokemans. And so today we've got 5 questions. We've got both Linian and the fluffiest Whimsicott competing as a team today to answer these 5 questions. 5 questions, each worth 1 point apiece. One of them has a bonus point attached to it, and they have a hint that they can use as a lifeline to help them solve one of the questions if they can't figure it out. However, if they get all the questions correct without using the hint, they can get a possible total of 7 points by cashing in that hint for an extra point. This segment is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for everything anime. The ton of cool anime art over there. And these guys just help support the show. They're fantastic people. We like working with them. So go check out AnimeGravy.com if you want to get some cool anime-styled art. So these guys are competing in a race to 30 points with their fellow co-host. The first one to get there will get $20 of T Public credit to buy something of their choice. I think the Scrawn won the last one, and he finally decided that he's just going to buy Seth a tapestry.
Aww.
So that's happening. Yeah, isn't that sweet?
Yes.
So now Seth can wear it as a cape when he escapes from that wedding to come to PuckleCon. So we're going to go ahead and we're gonna jump right into these questions that came from our Discord server. You too can submit questions over on our Discord server in the trivia channel. So our first question is, what is the most powerful non-Z move that does special damage?
Is V-Create special?
No, it's physical.
No.
I think it might be either... I think it might be Light of Ruin, but it's, like, unreleased.
I'm gonna say released moves, to be clear, then.
Okay.
Okay, well, then we get... Do variable powers count?
That's a very good question. Okay, so,
Printed base.
What is Magearna's move called? Like, flower something?
Flurcannon?
Flurcannon, yes. That's pretty high up there.
Isn't only like, isn't Mind Blown? Isn't that higher?
Oh yeah, it's totally Mind Blown. Yeah.
I mean, I can't think of anything. So I guess that's my final answer. Mind Blown.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mind Blown is unfortunately incorrect.
Aww.
The answer is actually Prismatic Laser. I believe.
Ooh. Oh.
Mind Blown, I believe, only does something like base 150, and Prismatic Laser is base 160.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah, Mind Blown is base 150. Yes. Most things are base 150. That's what I
mean. I thought so. I thought Mind Blown might be a little bit over. So.
Okay. All right. So, 0 for 1, but that's fine. You'll probably get this next one. I mean, there's only so many ways you can solve this next one. So in the first two generations of Pokemon, it was actually consistent the order that they put the Pokemon on the desk in front of you to select the Pokemon from, for your starter Pokemon. And so this question comes from the Discord server, and this particular user wants to know, what was the type order from the left to right of the
grass,
starter Pokemon
water, fire
on the tables? On the tables.
Grass, water, fire.
That is unfortunately incorrect.
No!
Really?
The answer is actually fire, water, grass. From left to right. Charmander,
I feel like that is a lie.
He did his research. He watched YouTube videos. That's what he said. That's what he claimed.
Maybe I'm confusing this with Fire Red Leaf Green, because maybe. They definitely, like, they give you Bulbasaur and they say this one is easy to raise, and then they give you Squirtle and then they say this one is like a medium, and then they give you Charmander and they say this one is harder to raise.
Do they? That might be Leaf Green then. That must be.
Probably.
That must be Leaf Green, because I don't think that that's absolutely true. But that's what he said. He said he watched plenty of videos. We can do the research and just power up a virtual console copy. But I trust him.
He actually cited his research.
He cited his research this time. I believe him.
I absolutely trust him. I think I was mistaken, because I remember this being the case in Fire Red Leaf Green.
All right, so this next question is the Pokedex question. I like doing these. These are a lot of fun. This one comes from, again, Uncle Oshawott. It's Pokemon Sun entry reads, when the weather grows warm, they form groups and swim upriver. This site serves as a poetic reminder that spring has arrived. Who's that Pokemon?
So in spring, they swim upriver together?
Yes.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of things that are in... Sun and Moon.
I mean, there is no Salmon Pokemon, so...
Yeah. No, that'd be an interesting
Gen 8,
Pokemon.
Here we come.
I mean, Scottish Salmon is tasty, but whatever.
And it's like a poetic passing of the... Because I'm trying to think of pretty water types.
Yeah, but, I mean... Is Love Disc in Pokemon Sun and Moon?
I don't think so, because otherwise I would have an easy... I mean, well, I guess I wouldn't know, because heart scales are easy to get in those games for once.
I'm going to need an answer.
My knee jerk is Goldeen. Do you have a better...
Let's go. No, let's go with that. You've followed me so far, and we've failed abysmally, so...
Goldeen is correct.
Wait, what?
It's Goldeen, yeah. All right, so this next question is your bonus point, and because I'm a gracious god, this will also include a redemption point. There's a possible total of 3 points you can get by answering this question. Hopefully you've read the Pokemon manga, or at least kept up with it.
Come on!
This is from the real Eevee. So this is three answers. So in the Pokemon manga, Red, the titular character of Pokemon Red, Blue, Green, Yellow, and he's also in the Leaf Green, Fire Red saga, and I think he comes back again at some point as well. After
in
that,
Heart Gold, Soul Silver.
Yeah, he comes back. Yeah, he comes back somewhere else, and so he has caught a number of legendary Pokemon, 3 to be exact. And if you can tell me which 3 legendary Pokemon he has actually caught, I will give you a point for each. One for each.
Hmm.
So I have.
He does not own. He does not own these anymore, but he has caught them in the past. I should make that clear.
Right. I mean, it's like Ash has caught so many, many Pokemon, but you know, doesn't really have all of them.
So I remember there being a battle with Mewtwo and a giant spoon, and he was maybe saving Green or something like that. And by green, I mean blue for our Western audiences. So I think he did end up catching Mewtwo that one time.
And maybe? There was the I think you're right, because you can't do a 1990s manga without catching Mewtwo. Yeah. Has to be one of the birds.
Probably. But by birds, do you mean Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres?
Yeah, I do. Like Gen 1 legendary birds. Okay, so there's one I do know. I haven't read the manga, but I have gone on Cerebi anime bio binges.
Ooh.
That's the right way to read the manga.
Fair. The only thing that I remember was I was looking through his team, and mostly I was just giggling at the nicknames, to be honest. And I remember going, oh, this all tracks, and then right at the end was Deoxys. And I went, what?
Okay.
That's one I know. I don't... Wasn't there a whole thing about, like, ice mask evil people?
There was, which is why I kind of have the faint impression that the legendary birds were actually, like, used by those evil people. And so I don't know that he ever, like, caught one of those.
I guess?
I'm gonna need answers.
Let's use our hint.
So you did get Mewtwo right, and you got Deoxys right. Those are both right, so that's 2 points. So I'll just let you cash those in. So there's one more left. It is a legendary bird, and I don't know how to do it without giving it away. I'll say it wasn't for his color's namesake.
It wasn't Moltres.
I mean, I don't want to like make it too easy.
So it was either Zapdos or Articuno, so one of the two.
So it's either that he caught Zapdos because he went to the power plant and there was a thing with Pikachu, or like he rescued Articuno from Lorelei. So
he didn't have Pikachu. That was Yellow's whole shtick.
He did have Pikachu.
That was Yellow. That was Yellow's first Pokemon. Was Red's Pikachu?
Oh, that's what that was. That was the passing of the torch.
It wasn't his starter. His starter was a Poliwhirl. But
but that's what I thought. But okay. Well, I still think that Pikachu would have done the Zapdos thing. I'm betting it would have been Articuno.
Okay. So you think like he rescued like the Articuno from the evil people or something?
Whatever happens in the manga, I have no idea. But I think by process of elimination, it's gotta be.
I actually read it, and I think actually at one point, Red gets like his hands frozen, and yeah, it's kind of.
I needed the answer.
Articuno.
Articuno is correct. So what happens is in Gold, Silver, and Crystal, Red, Green, and Blue all join forces because Team Rocket ends up making this abomination where they combine Articuno, Zapdos, and Moltres into one Pokemon.
Oh, I didn't remember
And then they get split, and then they end up battling Lugia and Ho-Oh, and Red ends up being in charge of Articuno during that battle. So there you go. There you go. It's done. All right, so that gives you guys 3 points. So you guys are at 4 today. You caught up. You're 4 for 4 now. You can pretend. And so our next question, as always, is the base stat question. And I want to know, what fairy-type Pokemon has the lowest base defense of all fairy-type Pokemon?
Ooh.
Ooh. Flabébé comes to mind.
It does come to mind, but actually, like, the Flabébé family is fairly defensive, although it's more on the special side.
Yeah. Miss Mime Jr. also comes to mind.
Oh, that's such a good one. You also have, though, Igglybuff and Cleffa, if you go down that route.
Igglybuff, Cleffa, Ralts,
Oh, no, it's definitely Ralts, then. Like, it has a defense of, like, yuck. Yeah.
I think it's Ralts or Mime Jr., but I think it's Ralts, because the three step boys are always kind of janked out in that first stage, so.
Ralts is not a baby Pokemon, and Mime Jr. is, but Mime Jr. is not like a baby Pokemon from Gen 2.
Yeah.
So, I would say it's probably Ralts.
Yeah, and Clefairying that line is Clefable. Are pretty defensively oriented, and Igglybuff probably has something, because they're spongy. Ralts is probably right.
Yeah.
It's Ralts or Ralts or Igglybuff, but I'll say Ralts.
Ralts is unfortunately incorrect. The answer is Igglybuff. It is Igglybuff. But that you guys got 4 points today, so that's not terrible. I mean, that's definitely not terrible. You're doing all right there. Trivia scores moving right along. Also, it's just the beginning of the trivia score, so you guys have plenty of chances to catch up with your fellow co-hosts. There's actually a three-way tie for third, or a four-way tie for third now.
At four?
At four. So let me give it to you.
Actually, don't I have 5 points? Because I wasn't getting corner.
I have not been counting those points.
Oh.
I should, but then it's just so much work because I always forget one and then it's too far back and I forget which ones I forgot. In first place right now with 7 points, we have Seth Vilo and Sublime with 7 points. Followed up in a four-way tie for third, Basket Snag, Whimsicott, and Linian with 4 points. And bringing up the rear in seventh, we have Sigma with 2 points, and everybody else has yet to get on the board. So come on the show, guys. Get good. Fight me. Take my trivia. Welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we're going to quiz your co-host on their innate Pokemon knowledge. That means no browsers, nothing. You got to use what's in your heads. This segment of the show is brought to you by AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for anything anime. They do a lot of cool art, whether it be Pokemon or just other animes. They do have a Green Tauros design, which I think is really cool. And if you want to go purchase a poster from them with that, I fully support that. They actually gave me one at PuckleCon last year and framed it even. They didn't have to do that. That was way too much. But these guys are fantastic. They're sponsoring this segment. We really like these two. They're just awesome. So go check out animegravity.com. The rules of this segment, though, Sigma and Linian today are going to be competing together as a team to answer 5 Pokemon-themed questions. One of these questions will have a bonus point, and they have one hint that they can use throughout the trivia segment. If they get all the answers correct without using the hint, they also can cash that in for an extra point for a maximum possible total of 7. They are competing against their fellow co-host in a race to 30 points. Whoever gets there first gets a $20 credit to tpublic.com at the Puckle store to get whatever thing they think is really cool over there. Yeah. So if you guys are ready, I've got the questions locked and loaded.
So through technicality, can we contact Shamu if we need him?
No.
I mean, he'd probably sabotage us anyway, but
he would probably sabotage you. I'm not going to lie.
I don't think he's awake.
That is very realistic. Very realistic. Okay, so our first question is, before Waterfall was an HM, it was the signature move for which Generation 1 Pokemon line?
Hey, that's Seeking.
Seeking. Yeah, no.
Seeking. That is absolutely correct. Seeking can learn Waterfall by level up in the original Generation 1 games. So that's 1 point for you guys, 1-1. I think you guys are going to get this next one as well, mostly because I think Sigma is the one who brought this to my attention, but I pulled all of these from our Discord, so I wanted to give them all a chance. So this Pokemon was recently named the mascot of the Iwata Prefecture in Japan.
Was this Geodude?
Yeah, it was that Geodude video where he had legs.
It's the creepy Geodude with legs, and then there was the Haunter for something else, but I think this was the Geodude.
Yeah. I believe its Japanese name is Iwa something, so, which is rock, I believe, but yeah.
Geodude is correct. He also his legs are also purposely like the Photoshop transparency, which I think is really adorable.
Yeah. No, I remember it.
It's really adorable. It's like the Photoshop transparency pattern, and it's great because it's just, I mean, he walks around. They purposely like put words in pictures like over his legs too. I'm just more amazed at like the number of costumes they have in Japan for Pokemon, by the way. Like they have like all the Pikachu costumes. They've got Geodude. They've got Eevee. I think they've got a few more too on top of that.
The Zeraora.
They've got the Sandshrew.
Oh, we have Zeraora too, but it's for a different reason.
I would love to buy one of those costumes, by the way. If anybody knows who's listening to the show right now, or I can buy one of like the Japanese Pikachu costumes, please let me know. Like an official Nintendo Pikachu costume, because I want that one specifically. The other ones kind of look like garbage compared to it.
They're so animated. It's amazing.
Yeah, they can do so much. Like, I will buy one of those. Like, I will legitimately buy one of those if I can. So if anybody knows, this is my call to action. Go find it. But you guys are 2 for 2 right now in trivia. Our next question is the Pokedex entry question, and I think this one might give you a bit of a harder time. Oshawott found this one. This Pokemon's HeartGold Pokedex entry reads, "This Pokemon is said to have endowed humans with the determination needed to face any of life's difficulties. Who's that Pokemon?"
So it's Azelf, right?
I was thinking it's one of the Lake Trio, yeah.
Because Azelf was willpower, Mesprit was emotion, and Uxie was knowledge. I'm like 90% sure it's Azelf.
I'm fine with that.
Azelf is correct. It is Azelf. So that's 3 for 3. You guys are doing pretty well. No redemption point. So this next question has 5 answers. I only need 4 of them from you guys. You could do all 5 if you want to. You want to get all the points. So I want to know, what 5 species of Pokemon can breed with Ditto that and produce offspring that will not evolve into the non-Ditto parent?
So one of them is
Nidoking.
Yeah.
And Nidoran female. I don't know if those both count.
Are those separate answers?
Yes, those are separate answers.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's 2.
What other things are like split on gender?
Volbeat Illumise is a possibility. Tauros Miltank is a possibility.
I don't think that those breed like that, though. At least Tauros and Miltank. I'm pretty sure it's Volbeat Illumise.
Yeah, I think Volbeat and Illumise are possible answers there. Let's think of what else there could be, though. Split evolutions don't count, right? Like Burmy?
No, Burmy doesn't count.
Okay.
I'm just trying to think, like, other single-gender Pokemon tend to be, like, Latios or Latias, or
they can't
like,
breed, yeah. Or
yeah.
Bufalant. Or is Bufalant even single gender? I don't think
it
is.
Yeah, it is. I'm pretty sure it is. No, it's not.
I was gonna say, I think I have a female Bufalant, so that's not a...
Tauros kind of might skim in just because of,
I know they combined their dex entry in Sun and Moon. I don't know if they combined their breeding.
They're so old, it might actually work, is the thing.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have happened.
I'm going to need an answer.
Do we want to use our hint? Because I don't think we're going to...
Well, you have 4 right now. You had 4,
oh.
Right?
Or... Oh, do we?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay.
So you're saying Nidoran male female, or Nidoran Nidoking, Nidoran female, Nidoking, Illumise, and Volbeat?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Those are all correct.
Hey! What's the last one?
Manaphy.
Okay, that...
As soon as I said it, I was like, wait, one thing? Oh.
It's just Manaphy. Manaphy can breed and you get Fionn out of it.
Yes.
It's really weird.
So we got all the hard ones.
I don't even understand why Fionn even exists. I just don't. It's fine.
I don't
know. So that... You guys are rolling with the perfect score right now. You guys are 5 out of 4 right now without using the hint. So this next question, as always, is a base stat question. This is just something that I looked at and I thought was cool. What ice-type Pokemon has the lowest base defense of all ice-type Pokemon?
I
feel like Smoochum is in the running here.
Smoochum is probably it.
I know Jinx has, like, maybe a 30 in defense, and Smoochum has to be worse, right?
Yeah, and I'm trying to think of, like, all the bad baby, like, all the bad ice-types that...
Like, I don't think Vulpix could be worse.
No, and... Like, Bergmite's, that's like one of its good stats?
Yeah.
Smoochum. I can't think of anything worse.
Like, Cryogonal, if Cryogonal had a pre-evolution, that would probably be whatever that is. But, yeah, I think Smoochum.
All right, for all the pennies here, Smoochum is correct. It has, like, a base 15. It's, like, stupid low.
Like I said, Jinx is, like, a 30.
It's like stupid low. So that changes up the leaderboard here today. So our new leaders in first place, we have Linian with 11 points, followed up by Sigma with 9 points in second place. Tied for third, we have Sublime and Seth Vilo. And in a 3-way tie for fifth, we have Basket Snag and Whimsicott. We hope you like that. If you want to keep up with Puckle throughout the week, you can go over to the main feed at Puckle Podcast. Or you could, of course, just check us out on Discord. Link is in the show notes. You can always support the show in a number of ways by checking out our YouTube channel for more content. You can also check out our Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, and our YouTube is youtube.com/pucklepodcast. You can, of course, help support the show in a variety of different ways. The first being checking out our Tee Public store, purchasing something. You could also go ahead and you could go subscribe to us on Twitch with a Twitch Prime membership, or you can go buy some Vite Ramen using code Puckle at checkout for a 10% discount. Or, more importantly, you can go to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. But we hope you liked it, and we will catch you guys on the flip-flop.